Councillors have a choice. Don't vote for Cuts 330 Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, candidates, of which the Socialist Party is a part, are standing in the elections on the 6th of May. 307 candidates will contest seats in 95 different local authorities. TUSC is also standing candidates for the Welsh Senate, Scottish Parliament, Greater London Authority Assembly, and City Mayor in Bristol and Liverpool. Find out more at tusk.org.uk. Nick Chaffee, Socialist Party Southern Regional Secretary. A new wave of austerity is following the COVID pandemic through working class neighbourhoods, bringing with it further anguish and misery to families already struggling after a decade of council cuts that stripped our communities bare of vital services. But it has also seen a new era of resistance, as workers and youth begin to strike and protest at the pro-business policies of Johnson and the Tories. As the attacks rain down, rather than mobilizing opposition, Starmer has rallied at every turn to the government, including supporting an elected commissioner's moving in, to oversee the work of elected councillors in Liverpool. Not content with this slavish support for the capitalists' interests, he has also taken a stick to the Labour left, suspending Corbyn and local Labour parties who dare to raise any criticism. This has once again reinforced the urgent need for a political voice for the working class, to provide a socialist alternative to the capitalist crisis, and lead a fight back against cuts. That's why the Socialist Party is standing in this May's elections as part of the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, alongside the RMT Transport Union, the resist movement of the ex-Labour MP Chris Williamson, and others. Since its inception a decade ago, TUSC has established a clear fighting program to oppose all council cuts, and a commitment that TUSC councillors will refuse to vote for cuts. Councils have the ability to set no-cuts budgets, to formally balance the books in the short term, by using their reserves and borrowing powers. By taking these steps, mobilizing mass action of council workers and their trade unions alongside working class communities, and coordinating with other local authorities, councils taking a stand could force yet another U-turn from the Tories. This is what is required to win the funding our communities, and the council services that serve them, vitally need. No cuts budget in the first wave of austerity following the 2010 general election. A heroic handful of rebels voted against cuts in Southampton, Leicester, Warrington and Hull. In 2013, Southampton anti-cuts councillors Keith Morrill and Don Thomas presented a no-cuts budget to the council, showing what is possible. Every TUSC candidate will give confidence and fan the flames of opposition over the next 5 weeks of election campaigning and beyond. In the 1980s, the Socialist Liverpool Council, led by militant, forerunner of the Socialist Party, refused to implement cuts, and mobilized the council unions and city workers in a mass campaign that forced a retreat from Thatcher, winning £60 million. It's in these traditions that we go forward into a new era of resistance, armed with our program and confidence in the working class to resist and revolt against a new round of council cuts, and to promote the need for a new mass workers' party and a socialist future.